Welcome to Tapeworm Transmissions. Your host, Nolan Sinnott. Today's guests are Dave Siak and Luke Nissen of Noose Ritual. Welcome to Tapeworm Transmissions.
Yeah. Sounds like you're right next to me also.
When does it start?
Starts whenever you want to, baby.
Do you
hit we start right now? We started 5 minutes ago. Damn. We started before we even had headphones on before it was recording.
That's hot.
Started when you were born, Luke. When did you start? Let's start with there. Let's start the podcast right there with where did you start?
Yeah, Luke.
Where did I start?
Talk to me about it.
I was born March 2nd, 1990.
Damn, I'm older than you by like 3 months, 4 months.
When were you born, in 1989?
No, I was born in 1990.
Oh, did I say 1990?
You said Luke 92. Was born in 91, I thought.
I thought you said 92. What? When were you born, Luke?
I meant to make
it was Luke doesn't be, want anybody to know how
it was gonna
old
be
1990 really
like it was beeped out, but if I just ended at 1990 then it's 1990.
I heard the beep and I thought it was two.
Well, that would be correct.
92.
So I was born in 92 also, but I was born in January.
Oh wow.
And you were born in March. Someone was like,
oh yeah, right, the first. You're 2 months older.
2 months in like a day. Yes. Second, March 2nd?
Yeah.
Damn. It shows.
You hear that?
I'm just kidding.
Was that feedback?
No, that was
I thought I heard it like coming in, you know, like the low.
That's tinnitus.
Yeah. So I suffer from that daily.
Tinnitus sucks.
Do the intro.
What's the intro?
The intro, I don't have it, so yeah.
Yeah, you like put that on afterwards.
Yeah, it goes on afterwards.
Really?
Yeah, but to the people, they would have already heard it.
Yeah.
If they're listening to this and they're hearing us talk about it.
Let's cut this
so,
part out.
Just so you know, they didn't hear the intro.
What the fuck? I thought we were going to hear it and then like start.
No, God, I'm not at that level yet. Right now, we just started.
You think Joe Rogan yells that stupid intro every
Ready,
single
go.
Episode?
God, I hope not. They don't have
Ready,
to hear
you
that.
Said,
no, I just hit record mid-conversation, and I just pick up from there.
All right, well, then, if that's the case, ready, set.
We already established that we started the podcast.
Yeah, it was starting with where you started.
Yeah.
All right.
You haven't even told us yet.
All right. We started, all right.
You gave us a false birthday date.
Fucking liar.
Did I?
No, wait, his birthday's March 2nd, 1992.
Anyway,
I know when Luke's birthday is. He doesn't know when mine is.
That's when I started.
That's pretty cool. I like that a lot, actually.
December.
That's actually the coolest. I like that birthday date. I like that it's your birthday date.
I just love trying to make Luke guess my birthday. I had to invite him to my own party that I had to throw myself.
You gotta give me. I didn't have Facebook then.
That's
I didn't
okay.
have the reminder.
I got like three friends. It's all right. You guys are two of them.
I don't know your birthday. I don't think I know your birthday.
That's all right. It just happened. So even if you did, it would be an easy pass. I was just grilling Luke because he's like, "Oh, it's your birthday." Yeah, come over and get drunk with me. That's good.
So that was the answer to your question. I started in that day.
That's cool.
Yeah, he was born.
And then it began.
Yeah.
Then eventually one day I started smoking pot and drinking alcohol and then death metal.
Yeah! Kind of like that.
No, there was a lot of stuff before I got into death metal, actually. When I think about it, there was like, it all started when I heard this one song. And there's this line, an instrument line, that like stuck out. It was like above the, it was like a break in the song. and like it sounded badass. And I asked my dad, because we were driving in the car, I asked him, I'm like, what's that instrument? And he said, it sounds like the bass. And then that was it. That's when it started. I was like, oh shit, like I want to play the bass.
Fat bass line.
What song was it?
It was a song from, it was from the score from one of the Matrix movies.
Okay, do you remember the title of it?
No, I, all right, you know the one with the twins?
All right, so it's Matrix 2.
Is that the one, Matrix 2, with the twins?
With the really pale twins? Yeah. I think those are the brothers who made the movie, actually, if I'm not mistaken. Shit. It was like the Wazowski brothers or something?
Well, you know that whole car chase scene on the highway?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's 2.
There's a cool, like, song playing for that whole chase. It's got, like, this cool, like, bass line. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I don't know. I haven't listened to it in a really long time. You can insert it over the thing. Or you might get sued or something.
Nah, it's all right. We'll be okay.
But
you only get sued if you make money.
I don't know. Yeah. Now I'm curious. Now I want to go look up the song and, like, check it out. Because it's like the riff that like inspired me to play bass.
Okay, well, we'll see if we can find that out. But Jamie, could you look that up for me?
Yeah. Well,
just kidding. I produced this myself.
So.
Yeah. It'd be nice if I had someone. Maureen said he would be that guy, but.
Clearly, he's dropping the ball.
Yeah. Maureen, if you're listening to this,
where
you at?
What the fuck?
I'm just looking where he would be, but there's nothing there.
And then we'd have the TV right there, right? And
dude,
pull up videos.
What do we do? We're missing out.
Yeah, that I told Luke that's season 3. Right now we're I'm saying we're in season 2 of Tapeworm.
I was telling you he's got season get 2. Video.
Yeah, did an eight episode run. And now we have an intro for hopefully the next tape of episodes.
Nice.
There's an intro now, and then maybe season 3, those 8 episodes will have video.
Dude,
kind of bummed I didn't get to hear the intro.
We'll just
well, you'll have to listen to it to later to hear it.
We'll plug our tunes and just watch videos from Nature is Metal.
It'll be good. Yeah.
Speaking of Instagram.
Oh yeah, we could delve into that.
What about Instagram?
Well, I was telling Nolan that he needs to make a Tapeworm transmission Instagram.
That would make sense.
Go ahead.
Well, and this is also what prompted us talking about him getting video. So if Nolan takes like video or even just video clips, it's just another way to get the podcast out there and promote it and share it. I'm kind of biased, obviously, because, you know, I deleted my Facebook and all I have is an Instagram.
I prefer Instagram. I think it's way better than Facebook. Everybody just bitches about everything on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Facebook, it has some benefits
pros
that Instagram does, but Instagram is definitely generally far better, in my opinion. But it's just a lot to manage because I have, like, the Waterfall King and then my personal Instagram and then I'm adding another one, the Tapeworm Transmission, then I got the Facebooks also, and then...
Yeah, I get notifications for 5 different pages every day. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
That's why I was just like, you know what, man?
Fuck, I'm gonna let Dave deal with that.
Yeah. I should have deleted my Facebook first.
Yeah, now you're stuck
with
that.
Dude, I don't have one anymore. Sorry.
Honestly, I don't know. I might have just...
It doesn't really matter.
But I made a Instagram for Noose Ritual.
Which is why you guys are here today.
What's that?
We were here. We were born, Dave, to play fucking fucked up metal.
Yeah. You trying to start a band? Talk to me.
Who is this guy? I just met him and we're going to go start a band.
We should call it Noose Ritual.
We should hang vertically challenged people in small trees on stage.
Like
while you play.
Like midgets or something?
No. Vertically challenged people.
Short people?
Well, midgets are pretty short.
What if they're vertically challenged? Or dwarfs. Like, they're really tall. And they're challenged by that vertical challenge.
I guess they have to meet a certain height requirement that's below average.
They're too tall. You can't hang them from the tree.
Yeah, the tree's only so big.
Yeah.
Their feet are touching the ground.
That's
like
what I'm saying. If you get a bunch of midgets, it'll look like a big tree.
I'm down with it. So what kind of music would you guys write?
For this hypothetical band?
Probably like pop
Noose
music.
Ritual?
Yeah.
Jazz fusion industrial pop?
Yeah.
Curious.
I guess according to Dave, some sort of music you would hang small people to.
Yeah.
It sounds fucked up, Dave.
Yeah. Well,
I'm down with it, though. I'm down with it. I mean, obviously, there's not really shows happening right now. But if you guys were playing, I would check it out at least once.
I want to have a lot of fog.
Yeah.
I don't like fog.
It's hard to breathe. But man, it looks fucking badass.
Like, I guess it does look badass.
Like a graveyard on stage.
What was the band? I don't think you guys were there. I can't remember that band that opened for Paul Bearer. Leta was there, I think.
I guess I don't know either.
I've never heard of that band.
No, I know who Paul Bearer is. I just wasn't at the show.
Yeah, I can't remember who they were, but they had they were like funerally.
What?
Later. Yeah, there's a bottle opener right here.
Oh.
Yeah, brah.
I was trying to covertly acquire the lighter from Dave.
Well, now you turned it into a whole conversation about grabbing
a beer.
A beer.
Why don't you just have another drink, Luke?
I said we need to get Tim up in
that
here.
Would be really good. I would have a blast with Tim.
Tim would be a good podcast. Tim, if you're listening to this, thank you.
I miss you, Timmy. Timmy!
If you don't know who Tim is, you're missing out.
Check out Never We See. Shout out.
I definitely need to get like sound effects too and be like, this is a shout out. Shout out. Shout out. Shout out.
You just have one that just goes balls.
Yeah. But, you know, we're only a few episodes in. This is a very low budget. I'm not making any money.
I could tell.
Wait, how come you said, then why did I give you $25?
Whoops. Yikes.
Well.
You son of
a... You know they're making another Matrix movie?
Really?
Yeah,
I don't think I've seen all of them.
It's Keanu Reeves.
How have you not seen all of them?
I'm lazy.
The Animatrix, there's some cool stuff in there.
The Animatrix is badass. I love that it's like all different artists and all these like
different
storylines and styles. My favorite one that they did was probably the abandoned house where like the girl lost her cat or her cat ran away and she's trying to find her cat or something. And she comes across all these like children and they go into this like haunted house or an abandoned house. And like everything is all like glitched out matrixy there. And they'll like throw us bottle and it'll like break on the floor and then they'll reverse and they like catch it, like put back together again. Or they'll like fall like face forward on the floor and then they'll like stop like inches before the floor with like their nose touching it. I don't know, I thought it was cool.
Wow.
But I have to rewatch it again.
Yeah, I don't know.
This was on the Animatrix?
Yeah, this was in the Animatrix one.
it's part of the Matrix series.
It's been a really long
animated
time.
Well, they did Matrix 1, 2, and 3, and then they also had the Animatrix was like a series of short stories. And it was like all animated, but it kind of like interweaved with like the concept and like the
like
world.
Part of the same storyline as
yeah.
the movies.
Yeah. It was cool though. It was pretty some of them are pretty brutal.
Yeah, there's some pretty brutal ones in there.
I remember like, one I don't remember like very well, but I think they're in one of those ship things, like battling the fucking drone fucking robot, like mm-hmm. octopus things.
Yeah.
And it was like fuck some guy up.
Yeah, there was one where they were like, they were like destroying all the robots, and like some of the robots were like dressed like people or like looked like people. And there's like one that was like a lady, and they like stripped her naked and started like beating her head in with like a bar or like a crowbar or some shit like that. And then like you would just see like after they like smashed her face in, like half her face right, was like a robot like face.
I remember that.
It was like, but like her tits right, were
it's
hanging out.
Chilling, like it's like fucking fucked up.
Creepy. Yeah. Yeah, it was really bizarre.
I'll have to check it out. I haven't seen any of that.
I like fucked up shit. Like, not like that kind of fucked up. There's a lot of different kind of fucked up, you know?
I agree.
Think about yeah. that. It's like, I'm not crazy about like gore stuff. I mean.
Yeah, not at all.
In movies and stuff, it's never, you know, gore movies are just kind of like. Whatever, you know. It's the ones that are, like, psychologically fucked up. Like, you're just, like, you're watching a movie, and by the end of it, you're just, like, you just feel, like, grim. And just, like, you're like, what the fuck, bro? That was fucking evil. Like, that was fucked up. I guess that's the point of the gore stuff. I don't know. I feel like with gore stuff, it's more like, ew, oh, my God, they just got their fucking leg sawed off. Where like the psychological thrillers, you know, it's deep. It hits you like in your emotions, in your feelings. You're like
chills you to the bones,
right to
makes
the
you
core.
Wanna cry.
You're just like, holy shit! Like this is fucked. I feel fucked now. The movie's over, and it leaves you with a terrible feeling. That's what I want out of our music. I want it when it's done, people to feel
yeah,
like
nobody claps or cheers. They just stare. And
you want, you want just, everyone to feel like they just watched The Human Centipede.
Yeah,
not like that. No, that's like that's a different kind of fucked
no,
up.
No, definitely like that.
That's the gore fucked up.
But only if they were like into it, though.
You know, I bet there's some people that do that as a fetish.
Yeah.
You know,
like I would
what
like
shit into each other's mouths.
That's definitely a thing. But I mean, in that particular fashion.
Like strapping each other, like strapping their face to their ass. Like
yeah,
that.
Probably not surgically. That's
right.
Probably pretty extreme. But I'm pretty.
That's a lot of work just for some weird sex party.
You know, yeah, and you would definitely die. Yeah, I feel like that was a pretty accurate depiction
some
that they did in the movie.
Duct tape would do just fine.
Yeah, you probably you know they duct tape like a put a hole maybe like put like a tube in someone's asshole and then like you put the tube in your mouth and like you kind of have to like shove the mouth up all, so you have the tube right like so your lips are touching the asshole.
Wow, yeah, like you really thought this through.
Yeah, the tube.
Well,
is just
I'm
like
just
the
I'm thinking as I'm
device.
Going right now.
I get
I'm just
it.
I'm
like
putting
a stent.
I'm putting it together and then like you know you have to like I don't know they put like a lock maybe like some kind of. Dominatrix thing in your mouth so you can't pull it out of your mouth once it's in there that you twist
well, you
it
just
in
put your mouth
what
on
are
you, and then just duct
what are we
tape
talking
them together
about?
We're talking about news ritual and the music
and like yeah
this is the feeling that you want people to get
yeah like if they had just done a human centipede and enjoyed it
like they did the human centipede
but it, but like liked it I want them to enjoy the music just wanted to change them.
Yeah. Guess so.
So where did the name New Spiritual come from? How did you come up? It was a different name before that, I feel like, right? Or was it always New Spiritual?
I actually came up with the name.
Abyssal.
No. Abyssal is what it was.
That was the one, like, going back. It's the same band. It's even got, like, the two latest Abyssal songs. Just got, like, grandfathered. They got transplanted to a new name.
Revamped in? Did you revamp them, or are they the same?
Pretty much the same. I mean, the drum parts are better because, you know, Dave's playing them. There are ones that have been around for a long time. But
when we, like, finally release something, it's gonna sound really cool.
Yeah, there's it's good it's definitely like the highest form, the most evolved form of of a band that's been around for a while. You know, we've been jamming and writing and playing the songs.
What was the band that I saw at the space in DeKalb? What was that band?
That was Discarnate.
Oh, so you were at the Discarnate show.
Well, yes and no. So
you showed up. Oh yeah.
So literally,
well, that show was fucked from the beginning.
Here's the story.
It's funny from here's his point of view.
So I'm going to hang out with a buddy of ours, a mutual buddy of me and Luke's, Sean, and I get over to Sean's house, and we're just doing our thing, we're pre gaming and stuff like that. Luke is, you know, the show was at like 7 or whatever, and you know, he's like, yeah, we could be a couple minutes late. You know, we could leave like at 7 o'clock and like we'll get there like on time, you know. So maybe we left at like 7:05. We got there like 10 minutes later at 7:15. Like, we're like, it can't even be like halfway through their set. And like we're hearing them outside like you know, just fucking shredding away, and we're like, hell yeah. You know, we go inside, we open the doors, and like we're in there, and they're like, we're Noose Ritual or whatever, discard it. And then the lights go on, and that was the end of the show. And we were like,
that was a sick fucking set.
We were like, wait a second, what the fuck just happened?
We played with these two bands, or
it was one
band from Mexico and a band from like
a Mexico band. We saw them
Southern California.
They were after you
somewhere,
guys, right?
I don't know. There was another band from out of state that was playing with them, and then pulled a Rick there, a Rick Sanchez.
Look at Luke dropping like, Rick and Morty lines.
Yeah, so the band.
Did you
from,
get riggedy wrecked?
There's the band from Mexico.
Yeah, we saw them, and they were pretty brutal.
They were pretty
was
wild.
Drunk as fuck, wasn't he? Yeah.
Oh my god!
He was trying to take my shirt. Because I was wearing like a tie dye shirt. Everyone had like black leather on and like fucking jean vests and shit like that. And me and Sean walking, looking like we're straight out of like fucking a 70s porno.
That's so funny that you were there, because we were probably all hanging out together all night, and like I didn't even know who you were.
Luke
came over to Sean's house afterwards, I think. Yeah. But I don't think anyone else came with.
No. Yeah, we just stayed at the show.
But
That was a fun show, and that tiny little, it was I want to say it was called like 7th Street Spot or something in DeKalb.
I don't know. I've heard it be like called different
7th Street Space, I think.
Yeah, that. But I've been to shows there before, and it's weird because, like, I guess it's a jam room. That's why there's all that fucking shit and gear everywhere.
And it's BYOB.
It's always cool when you can bring your own beer.
Yeah, then you bring in, like, a 12-pack and you're set.
Get lit. Fucking jam out. Those are cool. Those are fun shows.
Sweet.
Good times, you know. Makes you feel like you're back in the day, man. The underground.
Or like those Jurassic Park shows. You ever play there?
I never went to Jurassic Park.
Dude. There was one time me and Aletta played with Purge there to like probably like 150 fucking kids. And it was just like a straight out brawl. Like
we
in
played
the mosh
some
pit.
Badass ones at, what was it? They call it the Fallout?
Yeah. Yeah. That was another
fucking
sick place.
Back when Don was running the show. We had some fucking ragers there, man. There was a lot of good, just fun nights there.
There is one time we went, I think me and Aletta just went to a show there, and they were, like, grilling out in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
It was fucking awesome.
Dude, always, like, it was a good shit.
Do you guys like Job for a Cowboy?
Yeah.
So I saw Job for a Cowboy when they came out with their first album. They were playing when they were super pig squealy.
Clearwater.
And they were at this place called the Knights of Columbus.
Oh, it was the Knights of Columbus one, not Clearwater. I think they did play at Clearwater, too.
That's a really small place.
Knights of Columbus. I was supposed to go to that.
So there was, like we had a friend, I think his name was Gabe, and he was, like, super into that scene, and me and my buddy Spencer, we're not quite into that scene as much, you know? But, like, we liked Gabe, and he was like, dude, you guys got to come. Like, it's going to be a dope show. So we get there. The line is long as fuck. You know, so we're sitting. This is, like, in February, in the middle of winter.
Oh, shit.
We're cold as fuck. You know, we got dropped off. You know, we're not even 16. You know, none of us have car. You know, we're freshmen in high school. And so we're waiting outside this place, and we're in front of this, or behind this guy. He has, like, a red mohawk, and everyone is calling him, the guy in Peter Pan with the red mohawk. Anyway, someone will know.
That asshole.
They'll know. No, that guy was actually really cool.
That kid, that asshole kid.
That guy was actually really cool. So we were outside for like an hour, you know, in line, like waiting to get inside. And like the bands are going on, you know, it wasn't them quite yet, because they were the headliners, you know. Right. And so there was other bands playing, and like people were like being thrown out of the fucking windows. It was fucking crazy. The ambulance came and like took someone away because they got kicked in the balls and were like coughing up blood so hard.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude, it was a wild ass show. And it gets crazier. Like it's that like we're not even inside of the building yet. This is all happening while we're still outside.
You didn't get in yet.
Like so we can hear what's happening, we see what's happening, you know. And we're just like, holy shit, like, what the fuck have we gotten into? You know, this guy Gabe, like, this is what he does all the time, you know? Because I've never been to a show like that.
Oh, yeah, it's fucking insane.
And so we're literally the next people in line behind this guy with the mohawk, right? And I only brought up the guy with the mohawk because everyone kept shouting the guy from Peter Pan at him, you know? And so that was funny.
Yeah.
And we're, like, the second in line, and, like, the show is sold out.
That's why I didn't end up going. I had friends that were like, they went there, and I was like,
so
running behind.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. So we had to call his mom to come pick us up because she dropped us off. So luckily we had cell phones at the time, you know, or a cell phone, or I mean, I don't know. I think I had a cell phone, and he was able to call.
Yeah.
So like, she, you know, she's like, gonna come, and then we go to like the side of the building, and like there's these side doors. And we see, like, people are coming out of there for, like, smoking or something like that, you know? Like, I didn't smoke at the time, so I wasn't really paying much attention, but I think it was, like, a smoking thing. And so we told the guy at the door, that door, like, hey, like, it's sold out. They won't let us in. Like, can we stand, like, inside while we wait for our ride? And there was, like, two or three other people that were, like doing the same thing. And so, like, we go in there. The guy's, like, cool about it. And he's like, yeah, you guys got to stay, like, here in this corner. And, like, you know, we're, like, super young people and super naive and young. Like, we weren't, like, trying to break any rules. We were literally just waiting there to get a ride. Some people were being, like, dicks to him and, like pushed him out of the way and, like, ran inside. And then, like, the bass player from Job for a Cowboy came out and, like, signed a couple people's shit. Like, I didn't really care. Like, I didn't even know who the guy was. Right. And and so, like, some other people left, and it was just me and my buddy Spencer because, like, we were still, like out of ways, you know? And, like, the guy was like, you know what? You two have been super dope this whole time. I'm going to let you guys in. He's like, I want you guys to go to the bathroom because the bathrooms are, like, right there, and then come out, like, one at a time and just walk in, and I won't say anything. And so nice. That's what we did. And so we got to go into the show.
You saw a job?
And we saw a job for a cowboy. And while Job for a Cowboy was playing, my buddy, he wore, like, glasses, and someone, like, literally, like, put their hand on my shoulder and someone else's shoulder and, like, pulled themselves up and, like, kicked my friend in, like, the back.
They put themselves up to go crowd surfing?
No, not to crowd surf, to kick him. Like, they, like, I don't know how to explain like, it to anyone
climbed
listening.
Up him and then kicked him?
But they, like, went like this and, like, kicked him.
Oh, my God. What
you
the
know?
Fuck?
Holy shit.
So his glasses go flying off. And this was, like, one of the most magical moments I've ever seen in any show, especially with, like, everything leading up to this point and how brutal everything was. And I was waiting outside and then, like, witnessing his glasses.
Are you sure you want to go in there?
Yeah, right? His glasses fly off because we're, like, in the front, like, trying to be, like, badasses, you know? And it was just, like, we were not meant to be where we were, you know, who we were. And so his glasses fly off. And by some grace of God, like, everybody somehow sees it. And just, like the band doesn't stop, obviously.
But, like, everybody backs
the whole
up. It
was like, glasses.
Everyone backs up, you know, like.
Classic metal community.
Like,
shit.
opens up the pit. And I just see the glasses sitting in the center, like this isn't this cool. is a moment.
With a gleaming light
yeah.
on them.
Like, this is not a moment that's going to last for very long, you know? Like, this was, like, in the moment
you
thing, I saw
him.
It happen. He was, like, dazed, like, had no idea what he just had the wind knocked out of him, you know?
Yeah.
And so I go in, you know, into the pit and like grab the glasses and like run out real quick. And then like shortly after, you know, they drop it again and just shit just starts like going crazy. And we get out of there and I get in the glasses and we're just like, holy fuck.
Get out of here, man.
Yeah. No, I've seen that happen a couple times with like people's phones and shit. You know,
people
like,
go
people
hard with, cool. You know,
or like when people fall,
certain bands and stuff, which is, it's cool. I've stopped my moshing his, like, I used to go fucking get down and like,
but that was
fuck people up.
That was at a time.
I used to live for that shit.
I just don't know about the people that run around like drop kicking people and shit, you know, and like swinging their fists all crazy. It's
that was what that show was.
Like,
that's yeah, especially when they were first.
Right.
When they were first, that's all they were doing was just like the windmill, you know.
Yeah, I saw them in Elgin like sometime in high school.
Stay in the fight, you know. It's like they like go swinging around like one time like this fucker. It's like he was trying to hit me. I'm like, what? And I fucking like gave him a push kick and just fucking pushed his ass.
Yeah.
And like was like,
yeah,
know,
like that.
Like, what the fuck are you
like
doing?
That guy literally like dropped.
Yeah, you're trying to fucking get your ass.
Yeah, don't walk towards
bro.
Me, swinging your
like,
hands around like a
like
fucking
if you want
to mosh,
it's,
you don't
it's
want
one
to
thing, but if you're swinging fists and shit, throwing kicks at me. It's like, it's a little different.
Yeah, that guy literally gave, like, my friend, like, a flying kick to, like, the back.
What the fuck?
You know? Like, who does that at a show? Like, I'm all for moshing and, like, you know, like, you push people and shit. But, like, once you start adding fists and kicks to it, that's like, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, someone's going to get really hurt.
Yeah, someone's going to get hurt, man.
Dude, I tackled some dude at a show time for doing that. Because he, like... like slammed my girlfriend at the time, like right in the shoulder, like swinging his arms around, and like, and then he was standing off to the side because I shoved him away, and I was just looking at him, and I got so mad.
Yeah, again, you ran over and tackled him.
Yeah, I just straight up like waited for my moment, and then I just like tackled him from behind and slammed his face on the ground.
Oh my god!
I literally watched his head bounce, Jesus. And then I picked him up and I like made sure he was okay, and I walked back. I walked back to my girlfriend. Like, don't fucking do that anymore.
Part of the reason why I stopped moshing so much is I don't like fucking my hands up and shit.
Yeah, that's the moneymaker.
Right.
I've definitely, like, held back when we were playing shows all the time just because
I
couldn't risk it.
You know, right. I don't want to fuck up my hands and I can't play. I can't train. You know, I can't work well. Dude, working when your hands are fucked up.
Oh yeah.
At least when you're doing shit with your hands all day. It sucks, man.
It definitely sucks.
I'm a machinist, for anyone that doesn't know. Dave
I do custom woodworking.
He works with wood.
Choking on water.
He strokes wood all day with his hands.
Shit.
Could you imagine stroking wood with a wounded hand?
I'm dying over here. I need a shot.
All right. We're about to do the midway show tapeworm transmission Jameson shot.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a ritual. I'm in my Dickies jumpsuit.
Looking sexy as always.
And
you're looking for a sponsor from Jameson, aren't you?
Jameson and Dickies, if you're listening.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to pass it to my guest because it's rude for me to take the first shot, so my guests have to take the first shot.
Cheers.
Dave Siak.
Dave Siak.
Sisek.
So
Zeke. That's what my wrestling coach used to call me, Zeke.
I have a new intro. That's what Luke was talking about earlier, the intro. It would be nice to play it for you guys to hear, and I'll think about incorporating that into it.
You just drop it in on the.
Or just blast it in the room like
the
as
file.
You start the podcast.
No, you don't
just,
even need to do that.
We can hear it in the headphones.
Just drop it in.
So I'll work on that. Yeah. So sorry that you guys didn't hear the thing.
It's all right.
I showed you the intro earlier. You may not
you
have heard
it.
You
didn't show me it.
Yeah, I did. Remember?
Oh, you showed me Jay's intro.
Well, it would be on all. Was this the first episode it's going to be on?
No, the last one was.
Okay, okay.
Or no, well, when Jason people hear this, it'll be two. This will be the two.
The
third.
The one with Jay has the intro, though.
Yeah, the one with Jay is the first one with the intro.
I haven't listened to that yet.
And it's going to be a personalized intro every time. It'll say your name.
Oh, nice.
And so
I'm going to go listen to Jay's, and then I'm going to use that as leverage. I'm like, Jay, listen to your podcast, man. Now you got to go listen to mine. And Jay, when you listen to my podcast and you hear me talking about you, how do you feel, Jay? How do you feel right now?
Yeah. How do you like knowing the fact that we were talking about you off there?
Yeah, we're talking about you right now, Jay. I hope that you, if you're listening to this, Jason, I want you to Facebook message me and tell me you deleted all the tracks.
I lost everything.
You just recorded.
You gotta record all over again.
Yeah, we recorded with Jay. That's
what were those mics you guys used?
Yours. Your used your microphones the second round. The first time it wasn't yours. It was we used all of his microphones.
Well, didn't he pretty much buy a lot of the same stuff?
Yeah, he said that majority of the microphones were the same as Luke's, but we had two special ones the first time we did it. And it's unfortunate that we lost those takes are not going to be good enough and will not make it to the record. But these new takes, despite the slight lack in sound quality that the other ones had, they'll still sound good, but it'll be a way better performance.
It'll be worth it.
Yeah, it'll be a lot worth it. A lot more worth it. Sucks.
More better.
More better.
More better.
But
drumming.
Just got to put it out. You know?
More, comma, better.
Yeah,
it's
all right. We're basically doing the same thing, but like 3 years apart.
Yeah. I don't know. We've been talking about going in the studio.
Gonna record some drums. It's gonna be awful.
You should do it.
I was looking at the studio today. Maybe it was yesterday. Just like their Instagram. Look cool, man. I thought to myself, I'm like, one day I want to just buy a warehouse and just do that.
Make a sick fucking studio.
Why not? Like, if that's what you do, like, what the fuck else? Like, if you had the money, obviously. But it's just like, I don't know. That's always been be so fucking cool. He had this big ass, big fucking open room that was like the drum room. And he had a drum umbrella, this big ass wooden, like, structure with like it was like the
like an arc almost
baffles. I don't know what the fuck baffles. It was like a umbrella of baffles over the drum set. It was probably like, you know,
interesting,
at least like 8 feet wide.
Huh.
I thought it'd be cool to own a place like that we're in right now. Like, I feel like if I was
there's
in
just
Stanley's
no rooms though that are like. A big open room, you know, for a drum room.
No, I get that.
This room ain't bad though. This is probably one of
like room like 15 downstairs, like the room we were in temporarily. That room's fucking giant.
But I just feel like if I was in Papa S's shoes, Papa Stan, if I was in his shoes, I would run this place like way better.
Well, he's a fucking Stanley.
You know, like for what we pay.
Yeah, for what we pay, it's. Bullshit.
It's bullshit. But if he offered just a little bit more than what he offers now, like he could easily pay, he could easily charge more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
100%.
But, yeah, I don't know. It sucks. But it doesn't suck. Like, you know, we just.
You don't find many rehearsal spots in the northwest suburbs.
No. You know? But if we did.
In fact, there's nothing. There's no other. There's one place in Elgin. That's like a...
But it's like a one-room situation where you get your night and that's it.
But there's nothing like this around here.
But if we open something like this...
Yeah, there's definitely bands and you can fill it up, definitely. It's just... It's a lot of overhead. Or at least finding property, you know?
Quality property.
I got a few friends that are like... So you know,
a lot of abandoned factories in Elgin.
The thing
down
is
by the library.
When you get involved with it, like, you got these zoning people that are up your ass about shit.
Yeah. I don't know anything about that, and I don't have any money to afford anything like that. It's just wishful thinking. Like, I think it'd be cool to...
Take out a loan.
Maybe.
That's how it works in this
like,
world.
I think it'd be cool to, like...
You got money that you don't have.
Like, I don't think Stanley understands, like, what he's providing to, like, a community.
He doesn't
know?
Think about it that way. The guy's fucking out of his fucking mind, dude. Seriously.
Yeah. You know, and I just think like,
and that's like a, that's how, light, that's putting it lightly.
Like how much appreciation I would have and how much like care I'd want to put into like a place like this if I had it and I had like people that were, you know, all, you know, there's the whole spectrum of people that we have here. And it would be great to see all of it because it's like you have the cover bands, you have like the dad rock people who are just like doing the dad rock music. You got you guys heavy, like every kind of metal you can think of.
Dad rock bands.
We got like prog metal, you got thrash metal, death metal, doom metal.
There was a guy producing
new
rap
metal.
Music. There was a guy producing rap music back.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
A couple, actually. There was two. One moved out. And the other one was here for a while after.
The one dude that was in my room now.
It'd be hard to produce here.
And then that
here.
Room that I was in, what was it, 22? The one in the
and
corner?
Up in the front?
Yeah. When yeah. I was in there for a while.
Well,
that used to be some rapper. And
that
then
guy that
did
Leo
band.
Songs, I think, was in room one for a while. Because he had that like
that
booth
was,
in
that
there.
That was room one.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
You were in the room across from that.
The fuck was that, 22?
Yeah, or 23. So, I don't know.
So, if you guys have not listened to Jay's podcast at this point, which is fine, but something I brought up to Jay, and I wanted to get your idea, and this is something that me and Luke were talking about before you got here, Dave, was collaboration. And I didn't bring this up when me and you talked about it because I wanted to wait to talk about it on the podcast. But Luke was saying that he wanted to have collaboration with... like he wanted to bring collaboration to some metal music.
In what way?
Like it's
all right. So like you see, you know, like you see it a lot with, you know, pop stars, you know, and like pop artists and rappers and like a lot of time with electronic producers, you know, they feature people all the time, you know, this and this, the song, you know, featuring so-and-so, you see it a lot. But you never really see that in, like, metal or rock and metal kind of genres.
I feel like you get more bands like that, where like, you know, like, supergroup projects release, like, a couple albums and then never sees the light of day again.
Well, I had the idea, like, about featuring. I want to feature stuff on our album. Like, I want to have, like, a tapeworm track.
Oh, yeah, that would be sick as fuck.
But it's like it would say in there, like, that would be the song, and then, like, somewhere in there, like, it would be, like, it would say featuring Tapeworm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like in the album.
Yeah. Like, it's featuring, you know? It's just like when you look at a song, it's
featuring
a
Lil
Wayne,
you know?
Yeah, or
like a guest guitar solo or some shit like that. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm totally down for that. I think that type of stuff is awesome.
You don't see it in metal at all.
So I had stolen the idea from... Resin, it's a Chicago band, and this other band, Loom, they did a thing at Electric Audio, and you can find it on Spotify or whatever, I'm sure, other streaming services as well. And they did two songs, and like one of them, so they did two songs where they both bands played at the same time on both songs.
Oh, that's pretty
so it's
cool.
Like two drummers, two guitar, like, you know, both bands played at the same exact time, like for both songs. But one song was more like a Resin song and the other song was more like a Loom song, but it was both bands still like on it. And I thought it would be pretty dope if like us, the Waterfall King and Lumiel did that kind of similar thing. Like we did like a doomy prog song and then a proggy doom song.
Hell yeah. That would be really cool because your drums are very just like four on the floor and Leo loves to just shred like all over the pocket. So it would probably layer really, really fucking nicely.
Right. Yeah. If I keep it simple and he can like, he doesn't have to focus as much on like the beats, like the ones in the.
Right. Like he's just literally playing to your pocket.
Like he could, he can play around more within, in that pocket and then, you know, vice versa.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that would be fucking.
But if you
awesome.
Guys did something with them also like that, I don't know if it would work as well with Doom and what you guys do. Maybe.
I don't know what our shit would work.
They would probably end up catering more to us than us to them because they're both heavy, you know, sounding bands, but we're way more like death metal than they are.
Yeah, definitely. But I think it would be cool. You know, I think that's a pretty cool concept. It's like, yeah. It's like almost like. thinking of it in a way as like one band covering the other band's music. Not a particular song, but like their style. Like, it's going to be like Lumiel covering the Waterfall King style, and then the Waterfall King covering the Lumiel style, but we all play both songs all at the same time.
You know, I'd like doing something like that with is Sarah Viscera. They're like this band. I consider them all good friends, but they're this band from Chicago called Sarah Viscera.
Yeah, with a C. They're really fucking sick.
They're just awesome, man. They're so fucking dope, and I love them. Like, their music and their musicianship, and all the guys too. They're all just great, cool dudes. And I'd love to like collaborate or do some shit like that. Like, you know, they're a metal band. You know, they're like a heavy fucking brutal death metal band. So that's something that would, you know, work better, you know, like if we were going to do like a duet with a band, you know.
That would be pretty fucking sweet.
I just think it's a cool idea. Like, I think they did it. You should listen to it. You should really take a listen to it and like really understand like what I'm trying to say. If it's not making a total sense.
No, I get what you mean.
Or not just for YouTube, but like anyone listening to this and like just that concept of like one band doing the style of another band and the other band doing the style of the other band. And me and Morian had the fortunate luck to witness the bands do that live. So they were doing a small tour on that like recording they did, and we saw them at the Empty Bottle. So it was like those two bands were the headliner bands, and then like the one band played, and then they played the two songs together that were theirs, you know, the two songs they recorded together, and then the second band played after that.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And I thought that was pretty cool, you know, like, and that's how they did the show. And they may have switched it off back and forth, like who was the opener to that, you know, like they had other openers, but like those two were like the headliner to like do the thing, you know.
What?
I don't know. Yeah, this is us stoned and stuff in the in the studio. Dave's just like,
yeah, what the fuck?
He's just sitting there.
Do some AMSMR, ASMR. Yeah,
that's how I feel, because we got these headphones on.
Yeah, top that, Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
This is content right here.
Everybody that was, if anyone that was listening, they just turned it off right there.
Good?
Yep.
That was really good. I liked that a lot.
That was good. You should, you could cut that and like take a sound bit for that and use that, you know, as like a sound effect in the future.
Yeah, maybe
a little,
like
a little snippet of that.
Maybe after episode 4. This is actually episode 3 of season 2.
Are you sure about that?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was episode 2.
Season 3 is going to have video.
So there's Jay's came out. There's already a Waterfall King one coming out.
Oh, in
next
between.
Tuesday, and then yours will be so a week from Tuesday.
Makes sense.
Will you be when this one comes out.
See, another perk to the Instagram is when you could post and have a link to the podcast, and you could also put links, maybe, to like the songs.
Well, you could like stream your podcast live too. And...
Or at least you could write a little bit about it. You could say like, hey, here's the things. And even if someone doesn't listen to the whole podcast, they'll see that and they'll still might check it out. And then maybe they'll be intrigued. Like, what the fuck? Why is it telling me to look up this song? You know, and then they're going to want to know what the fuck were they talking about? Like this about when they look up like the Matrix song, you know? or the whatever. Gesundheit.
Sorry. I really like that
into
idea
the microphone.
Because I do actually put people's music at the end of every podcast. So if there's any music that you guys want me to put, I don't know if you have anything under the Noose Ritual name in particular, but if
you
there's
got a demo that we're going to put out and you could
put yeah,
over. I mean, it'll just be at the end of it. It's not like it'll have its own particular link, but it'll just be at the end of the podcast when we're done talking that it'll play as like an outro thing. And that's what I do. Like anybody sends me their songs or whatever.
Put it on, bro.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You could fade in at
unofficial release.
You could fade in on the.
Well, you just play this like a chunk of the song, or put the whole song.
I just put the whole thing in there, or whatever you want. Like it doesn't matter, whatever you want. But I usually just put the whole thing in there. But if it's something like you want it, like you know, send me what you want.
You should wait. You should have like an hour, like 20 minutes of silence, and then the song comes out. Like the hidden track.
I'm not going to do that.
I know. Just
20 minutes of silence.
That's great, though, right? How about hidden tracks, huh? When's the last time you heard a good hidden track?
I think streaming services have ruined the hidden tracks.
Yeah. I haven't found any
but,
of them.
So there's something.
AFI.
Are you familiar with pre-tracks?
Pre-tracks?
So. I'll give you
like
the
hidden track before the album.
Yeah, 100%.
How does that start? Like, how does that work though? If you put the album
so,
and hit go.
Let me explain. You can find this on Google, and it's a very
it
rare
at the
thing.
End.
No, so there's a certain amount of time. I think it's maybe like a minute worth of pre-track on a CD that you can burn. I'm not 100%, but let me get through what I'm saying. I'll give you the CD so you know what I'm talking about in particular. My friend actually made. I can't remember the name of them. But regardless, you only hear the pre-track if you play the last song into the next song. So like if you play like so you're saying what track one you're at the end of track one and you go into track two.
What if you press back?
You won't hear it.
You'd have to start from the last song.
You have to start at the end of the last song.
What's the difference between that or it being a hidden track on the last song?
Well, a hidden track could be its own track.
It's not an actual selectable track, so it'll only play if you let it roll from the last song back to the first song.
Yeah. So if you play track one and then you skip, you're like, oh, I've heard the end too many times or it's too repetitive, and you skip to track two, you will not hear the...
It starts in the beginning of track one, but only if you listen all the way through.
No, it starts at the beginning. Well, you could have it start at the beginning of track one, and that one will always play. But if you start, say you want a pre-track or a pre-thing in track two, you will only hear that if you finish if you go to the end of track one.
Oh, I see.
So, like, you have to go through all the way, or to get, to, you could fast forward to the end of track one, but track one has to, like, flip over to track two. You can't just skip to it. It's not a not a findable track.
Interesting.
So it's a hidden track.
It's a hidden track.
Like actual hidden.
But it's an actual hidden track, not just like an additional track at the end or something that's like you make the song, you know, 50 minutes long and then like the end of it has like an additional track. Cuz the thing that would happen like I don't know. Streaming services have kind of ruined it, to be honest.
Yeah, you only get that when you listen to an album, you know?
Yeah, only when you listen to an album. Because the streaming service, you'll see, like, oh, this song is, like, 45 minutes. Why is, like, the last song 45 minutes?
So wait, if the last song's 45 minutes, it's still just a hidden track, then? Like, on
I'm just saying there's different ways
to
do it.
No, like, usually that's how it is.
Right, usually that's how it is. With how the pre-tracks...
It's different on a streaming playlist where you see each song is like
the band that
file.
I was referring to is Pooch Carver.
Pooch Carver?
Yeah.
Pooch Carver.
All
right, all right.
I'll see if I can find the CD that has those pre-tracks in it. Because, like, there's three of them that they haven't...
Interesting concept.
There's three of them that are in there. And, like, if you skip through the album, you won't hear it. You have to, like, actually play. So, like, one of them is between track three and four. You have to, like, the track three has to end in order to get into the pre-track of track four. And then the pre-track plays. And then track four plays.
Interesting. Yeah, that would be cool to do that. Like, have, like, a crazy intro to your CD, but only if you listen to it.
On a CD?
Yeah, on a CD.
Like, you wouldn't hear it on a streaming service. You'd only get it on a CD. I think that shit is cool. I'm about it.
I'm about things.
I'm about things. Do you guys want a little,
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'll have one more.
Dave, yeah, I'll have one more. Oh. So if you're still listening to this,
oh god,
you get a gold star.
Email me beyond3d3@gmail.com and I'll have your gold star emailed or
emailed. Yeah, email one back. It's
yeah,
simple.
You can email a gold star.
Is that a legit email?
That's my email.
Oh, it sounded like you just made it up almost.
Nope, that's thought. Anyone listening to this, beyond3d3. If you want me to spell it out phonetically, Bob, Edward, Yankee, no. Oscar, Nancy, David, 3David3@gmail.com.
David3. They're more confused after that.
Well, that's military. I don't know if I said all the military words correctly.
Well, that
would be phonetically, I think, right? That's what you would say?
I don't know. I'm not in the military.
Well, I mean, if you're on the phone with someone and, like, I mean, I work in claims, insurance claims, so we go by claim numbers, so sometimes, like,
Echo Charlie.
D as in dog.
B, D,
F, S. B as in blanket.
You know,
A as in apple.
Yeah, some people, they really stumble across it, too. It's funny. But that's okay. I don't, you know, everyone's different.
Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta.
I could be like N as in Nolan.
Eagle.
Sometimes people don't know my name, though. And my name is kind of like hard to hear over the phone sometimes. And
what else would it be?
What?
Noah. I get Noah.
Oh, okay.
Noah?
Like Nolan is not a very common name.
I get Lou. Lou a lot. Lou? Because sometimes I'm quick about it. Yeah, Luke.
Well, that's just you being lazy.
Yeah, hi, my name's Luke.
You could just be like Luke.
Luke.
You know, Nolan, Luke. You know, I say my name Nolan, and they'll be like, oh, Noah or Nora or...
Nora.
Ooh, does that arouse you?
A little bit.
I would be okay with
Nora.
Being called Nora.
Nora? Yeah.
Sylvia calls me Nora.
Yeah, I bet. When she pulls out the strap-on.
Yeah, she pulls out the crusty shit-covered strap-on.
Never gets cleaned.
Never. Yeah, you can't clean that.
No. Save it for next
time.
Part
of the thrill.
It's part of the thrill. That's right.
That's right. Just end the podcast there.
All right.
That'd be pretty funny.
We could end it here.
That'd be a good spot. That would honestly, that'd be hilarious.
No, we're gonna I'm definitely gonna keep this awkward ending in there.
Yeah, you should.
Oh,
but
I'm
like,
not gonna cut it at where you said to cut it.
But
because you're not my
saying,
master. It's my show.
Yeah. It's not
hypothetically, if you're listening to this and invented there, you could laugh about
in their,
it.
In their head, like they thought about it too.
But we're going to keep going, actually, for, like, 10 more minutes. We're not ending it here.
Yeah,
that's fine. No. How long has it been?
Long enough, Dave, but not long enough.
Do you want me to really tell you how long it's been?
No, you don't need to know.
I mean, it doesn't really matter. I was just curious.
It's we're at 58 minutes.
Nice. 58 minutes.
That's pretty good.
If anyone really listens to a full hour of me and us, just... I congratulate them.
It would be like we're hanging out.
If you're there, if you're still here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you're still here, please.
Fun hanging out with you.
Go to the Tapeworm Transmission.
I hope you're having as much fun as I am.
Go to the Facebook page on Tapeworm Transmission because the Instagram probably isn't
soon
made yet.
Soon to be Instagram. Come
yeah,
on, you got
you
what?
Definitely
got to
get
two
an
weeks?
Instagram.
2 weeks,
yeah,
bro.
But
you
I'll just
do it in
I'm
two
gonna
weeks.
I'm just gonna have them go to the Facebook
Come on, it'd
page.
It'd be so cool. This could be the first one on the Instagram.
Maybe
2 weeks. I'll help you.
All right. If there's an Instagram by the time,
all right.
Go to the Instagram page. and comment on the link to this one being the first one. If not, go to the Facebook page and comment on the link on this one and tell me to make an Instagram.
Yeah, that's good.
There'll be an Instagram.
Dave sounds pretty confident for the guy that's not doing it, but
maybe I should take a photo of us real quick.
Yeah, do it.
I'm just going to make that.
You can put that on the Instagram too. Because you can't post pictures on Spotify.
There we go. All right.
I smiled.
I didn't.
So how do you guys...
now I look like a chump.
I was like...
Before we sign off here, one last on a real serious note. We'll end it on a good note. Serious note.
Something serious.
Are you guys in shape to play shows?
Honestly, we could pull something off.
I'd play a show.
We just started working in Eric. Like, not just, but it's been less than what? It's only been like a few months with Eric.
He's just recently finished learning all the songs that we've previously recorded.
Yeah. He just learned the songs that were like the set list to be, basically. And I don't really know what, like, supposedly we have a bass player.
Next around.
We'll put it like that. But, well, you know, if you we are, in my mind, if somebody asks us to play a show, like, next week, sure, like, that would be, I don't know, I mean, as long as, you know,
we'd be able to pull it off.
We're pretty close. We've definitely been practicing. We've been steady practicing, but a lot of the practice has really been trying to, you know, getting Eric up to speed. And
yeah, it's hard.
It just takes some time, you know. It's
he's doing good though.
He's doing excellent, you know, and we're super stoked to be playing with him. But nonetheless, it's just, you know, there's no if we had a show, like, you know, it's like,
yeah, I mean, obviously it's shows really aren't happening right now, right. But I was just, you know, in hypotheticals, because one thing that
definitely pretty, like, I don't know, we're always to a level, you know,
we should be in shape to play jamming. A show.
I only bring it up just because one thing that's been brought up multiple times on this particular show by Leo, and I've brought it up, I think, a lot of times, maybe two or three times since then, is the Renaissance. I don't know if he's mentioned it to you before.
The Renaissance Fair?
No. No, I'm not talking about the Bristol Renaissance Fair, which is a great time. If that's open up this year, we're going to fucking get a hotel. And we're going to go hard. But
the Renaissance, go on.
Music has been like, it has a wall. It's been shut down. Right. You know?
Oh, right.
Albums don't... I mean... Having a sick album is good, but I feel like they hit a lot less when you don't get to experience the whole thing that they're trying to put out. You know, right. Part of the experience is the album, is the tour, and like everything that comes with it, you know? And we're not getting any of that at all. You know, Rammstein, they had to just come out with a new album, right? That was their tour.
Yeah.
Fucking, you know? And a couple other bands have, like, released music, and I appreciate the bands that have released music through the times, because it's like, we need that, you know, we need something to, like, hold on to. But I feel bad at the same time, because I know that most of these bands recorded their albums with the prospect of, like...
Touring on it,
one, to make money, and one that's, like, sometimes the music just comes off differently live. You know, like,
yeah.
when you hear, like, an old song and then they play a new song after that or vice versa or whatever, it one thing we were talking about earlier, it adds a different context, you know, with right. The collab thing.
It like, almost, it really puts things in the context, you know, when a band puts out a new album, you hear it and it's strange, you know, it's foreign. But when a band performs new material in a set of all their material, it sounds like the band, and it's just like, oh yeah, it's fucking cool, man. Like, they're, you know, you just watch them up there crushing out something you haven't heard them play live before, you know? So,
right. Exactly. And, I think once we can have shows again, there's going to definitely be like a renaissance of things. Cause there's like, a bubble that's been sealed over all of us.
And a lot
of
bands, too, have just started recording in, like, the last month or two. Like, I saw both Decapitated started a new album recently.
Interesting.
And Psycroptic. Nice. And for anyone listening, those are two of my favorite death metal bands. And just, they're legends. I mean, if you listen to death metal, you probably know who Decapitated is. And Psycroptic, if you don't know, you're fucking up.
From Australia, right?
Yeah. Well, Tasmania, which is like,
that's wild.
Part of Australia. I'm not sure how that works. But they're superb. And they're making a new album, so I'm really excited to hear that. But yeah, it's, there is going to be a renaissance. And in that regard, like, that is our game plan, you know? As I would imagine pretty much every musician at this point, it's like you're, it's like,
we're all waiting
it's
for
a,
it.
Almost
time
like
to
a
capitalize on the newly refreshed
right. Everybody, everybody's
scene.
Primed and ready. Everybody. Well, if you're not, you know yeah. everybody. Anyone that plans on doing anything is like not just sitting around. You got to be practicing.
Yeah, and I think people that they want to see shows and they think they're gonna have a lot more of an open mind, especially at the beginning. It's like they're gonna like. I think
right.
people are gonna just want to come out to do things. And we'll have an open and fresh.
It's going to create a nice wave, yeah.
And I think, you know, we just. And I. One thing that this podcast has, like, I've wanted to do is, like, bring to light all the bands that, like, I believe in, you know, all the people that I believe in.
Fuck yeah.
That's why I want people to come on here to help promote it in, like, another medium, another platform and capacity to get it,
yeah.
get the message out there. Like, this is what we're doing. Like, this is where we're from, you know? Like, we're in this Algonquin, like, studio space. We're trying to do it, all of us,
we're
together,
doing it.
You
we're
know?
Doing it.
We are doing it.
We are doing the things. Here we are. We're doing it.
And I just think it's dope. You know, I think
yeah,
it's dope
man.
That we're all here doing it. I love you guys.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah,
love
man.
You too, Nolan.
Thanks
this
for
is
having
great.
Us here, Nolan.
It's like I said, you're superb at your dedication to your craft.
Thanks, bro.
There's a lot of people, you know. It's like I meet so many awesome, incredible artists, but it never takes away from every individual. Like every person that I've had the pleasure of working with, it's always superb. You know, it's incredible. It's like one of the coolest experiences of being a musician in general. It's not even the playing the shows and like everyone going crazy. It's literally just working with other passionate artists. Sometimes it's just half of the thrill and fulfillment.
Yeah.
You know?
Just
it's like
grinding away week after week.
Yeah.
Getting
it's like, sometimes I could, you know, it's like when we jam, you know, it's like, I couldn't even care if anyone fucking ever heard it. It's I'm just having fun playing with fucking other death metal musicians, you know, that love, you know, playing with a drummer that loves playing blast beats and double bass, you know. I'm just like, fuck yeah, dude, you know. But, you know, we're definitely
thing,
ready to come out swinging, though.
One thing I really appreciate, too, is that we talked about it on the podcast with Jay, is the, like, the parties that we've had at the space.
Oh,
yeah. Nothing.
Like the Yeet Stocks, Hollow Yeet, New Year's Yeet, like... Like, one thing we know is, like, you and Luke and Aletta are going to do some type of thing, whether it's, like, divided up into multiple
yeah,
things
right.
or one thing. Like, you guys are going to do something super, like, thrashy
it's
metal.
Been something, yeah.
And then we got Lumiel, who's always going to do some proggy metal. And then, like, us. Like, it's, like, a three-way, like... dope ass thing and that everyone like listens to and
well,
checks
you,
out.
Or you could bet if you go to a party at a rehearsal, you know, building, you're gonna hear some fucking
yeah. There's been some good ones.
Some bands.
It's just like a good time, you
some
know.
Good sets.
Yeah, and the people that come that you know have never been here always get a kick out of it and have a blast.
Hell yeah! I think everybody that's been here for like the first
now everybody's gonna be like, when's the next one? Blah blah blah.
It's my
COVID.
It's
when
my
COVID's over, we're gonna have
here
a
for
fucking
the first time.
A rager. Well, when you know everybody feels safe and. You know, I don't know.
Like there was even
there, whatever.
There was like one
we
party.
We can still wear masks. I don't give a shit. I'm used to it now. We'll have a rager.
There was like one party
when
where
permitted.
Where like everybody played. Like there was like Eric's band was playing. we played, you guys played like two different sets, like two different things that like we're doing.
Yeah,
Loretta
and I did a set. Lumiel and I did a set.
When?
I don't remember.
We did ones too where we also did like the derangement and like an abyssal set.
Yeah, there was some derangement sets like a couple years ago.
But those are, I can't wait to do those again. Like, seriously, like, I want to bring the Lumiel boys out here. Like, fuck whatever, you know.
Get them set up in one of the empty rooms.
Get set up anything. Just, like, do it. Because that was, honestly, those are, like, the great times. Just, like, to see, like, our guys in a comfortable space just, like, doing it. You know,
usually,
like, you guys.
Usually a little tipsy.
Just loose. We're just loose, you know. Like, yeah. It's just a good time.
Get some more hallway drum battles going.
Dude, that is what I'm saying. We need to do that again. Oh my god.
Well, as long as you know, as long as we're alive,
something.
As long as we are alive and
stuff.
You're
good.
It sounds different, but I could hear.
We're destined to have more ragers.
I'm right here.
But I think that's a good spot to end it. For real this time.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Unless you guys want anything to add.
Noose Ritual.
Check us out on the internet. We don't have any music out.
Actually, content coming out.
No, by the time this is out, I'm gonna
you'll have something.
It's 2 weeks.
All right.
The demo will be out.
We got a demo.
Ethereal Realm of Melancholia, from which never to be released.
All right.
And then the next episode, we could actually talk more about.
Dave, anything else?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
Thank you.
Peace.
Tape Word and Transmissions, we out.